Hello and welcome to BattlefieldTraining.com, a podcast dedicated to building the leader in you. From websites to webinars, online opportunities to one-on-one coaching. Remember, the first step in success is building the leader in you. So let's get started. Hey, as part of the Independent Certified John Maxwell team, we want to live out the principles John teaches. This is our rule of five that we seek to practice every day: to lead, grow, create, excel, and serve. Remember, make today count. All right, now we're going to go over the downside of the level two permission leader. The pressure is on you to build positive relationships. If you're a relational person, as I am, you may be saying to yourself, well, what downside can there possibly be to developing relationships, building trust, and gaining people's permission to lead? Isn't it all good? Well, my answer has to be no. While it's true that the positives far outweigh the negatives, there's still downsides to level two. Here are the ones that I have observed. Number one, permissional leadership appears too soft for some people. In hard-charging, high-performance, leadership-intensive environments, leading by permission may appear soft to some people. Caring for people and being relational can be seen as weak, especially by leaders who possess a natural bias towards action rather than affection. For that reason, some people dismiss it. Oh, what a mistake. What a handicap to their leadership potential. It's been my observation that most people start their leadership focused on either the hard aspects of leadership, meaning their productivity side, or on the soft aspects, meaning the relational side. Those who start on the hard side and refuse to learn softer skills often get stuck on level one. They desire to go to level three, production, but they can't achieve it without learning and earning level two first. In contrast, those who start on the soft side gladly and easily work their way up to level two, permission. But if they don't do more than just win relationships, they get stuck and never move up to level three, production. It takes both permission and production to become a good leader. If you're relational without being productive, you and your team won't achieve any progress. If you're productive without being relational, you may make small degree of progress in the beginning, but you'll fall short in the long run because you'll either alienate your people or burn them out. You can't become successful in leadership until you learn both. Number two, leading by permission can be frustrating for achievers. High achievers want to get things done, and they want to get them done now. They usually don't want to slow down for anything or anyone. Leading by permission requires them to do exactly that. Building relationships takes time. It can be very slow work. And if at the end of the spectrum, you have achievers that are ignoring relationships, at the other end, you have highly relational people who allow the relationships to become an end unto themselves. Well, that's not healthy either. In fact, the most common reason for leaders not moving up to level three is that they become so relational that they lose sight of the primary goal of leadership, helping others to work together, moving forward and to achieve. When relationships become an end unto themselves, then high-achieving followers who focus on bottom-line results become restless and often try to do one of two things. They either try to take over or they leave. You must win both levels as a leader to be successful. As long as you're winning, people are willing to follow, even if you're hard on them or positional in your leadership. However, When you drive people to achieve without slowing down to build relationships, a part of them will want to see you lose. There's a saying that if you step on people's fingers on the way up, they may trip you on the way down. At the very least, if you fail, they'll celebrate your fall, and then they'll move on. Number three, permissional leaders can be taken advantage of. All right, yeah, people whose leadership style is non-relational or are usually seen as no-nonsense leaders. Positional leaders often use their position to distance themselves from subordinates. High achievers sometimes intimidate their followers. But when leaders are relational, their followers naturally get closer to them. That sometimes means that they mistake kindness for weakness. They believe that encouragement means they don't have to respect the boundaries. They assume that empowerment means they have the freedom to do whatever they want. As a result, they take advantage of the leader. As you build relationships with people on level two, I believe you will find that there are four kinds of people. There's takers, developers, acquaintances, and friends. The takers, they leverage the relationship to better themselves, but not you or anyone else. They borrow your influence, but keep the return. Developers, they leverage the relationship in a positive way, bettering themselves and you. Acquaintances, who are content to live off of their relationships with you passively, benefiting from successes, but never contributing or taking responsibility to grow themselves. And friends, who enjoy their relationships with you, returning your goodwill and never taking unfair advantage of it. Being relational is a risk. Just as opening yourself up to falling in love is a risk, sure, you can stay guarded and never get hurt, but you will also never have the chance to have a deep, rewarding relationship that will enrich your life and the lives of others. Number four, permission leadership requires openness to be effective. Most people don't want to admit their mistakes, expose their faults, or either face up to their shortcomings. They don't want their flaws to be discovered. They don't get too close to people because the negatives of their lives. And if people receive a leadership position, the urge to hide their weakness can become even stronger. Most people believe they must show greater strength as leaders. However, if leaders try to maintain a facade with the people, they cannot build authentic relationships. To develop authentic relationships on the permissional level, leaders need to be authentic. They must admit their mistakes. They must own up to their faults. They must recognize their shortcomings. And in other words, they must be a real deal. That is a vulnerable place to be for a leader. And truthfully, it's one of the main reasons many leaders never progress from level one to level two in leadership. Number five is permission leaders. The leadership is difficult for people who are not naturally likable. Some individuals are naturally gifted with people. They interact well with others and they easily develop relationships. But what about people who are not naturally gifted at working with people? For them, moving up to level two usually doesn't come as easy. If they want to win permission with others, they have to work to make themselves more likable. If you find that difficult, how can you do it? By doing the following. If you haven't already, make a choice to care about others. Liking people and caring about people is a choice within your control. Look for something that is likable about every person you meet. It's there. Make it your job to find it. Discover what is likable about yourself and whatever you can do to share that with everyone and every person that you meet. Make the effort every day to express what you like about every person in your life. If you want to win people's permission and lead effectively on level two, you must like people and become more likable yourself. Number six, permission leadership forces you to deal with the whole person. Auto pioneer Henry Ford once asked, "Why is it that I always get the whole person when really what I want is a pair of hands?" Let's face it, relationships are messy. Many leaders would rather deal with people only in terms of their work life. But the reality is that when you lead someone, you always get the whole person, including their dysfunctions, their home life, their health issues, and their quirks. Good leaders understand that the heart of leadership is dealing with people and working with the good, the bad, and the ugly of everyone. The messiness of people problems is what can make leadership no fun. So often, as we get to know others and we start to see their flaws, we become disillusioned with them. Each of us has imperfections and irritating habits. We all fail. So we must learn to accept that about one another and still work together. As a leader, you may be tempted to build relationships only with people that you like and with whom you're highly compatible and ignore all the others. However, by doing that, you have the potential to lose a lot of people. It's important to remember that while the things we have in common may make relationships enjoyable, the differences are what really make them interesting. Good leaders on level two, they deal successfully with these differences and leverage them for the benefit of the team and the organization. They understand that the conflict is a part of progress. Often, it is even constructive. Good leaders are able to look at hard truths, see people's flaws, face reality, and do it in a spirit of grace and truth. They don't avoid problems, they solve them. The bottom line on level two is that the most of the downsides of leadership come from dealing with people. If you care about people and understand them, then you expect things not to go smoothly. If you go into leadership on the permission level with that expectation, it frees you to lead with a positive attitude and an open mind. You know that as long as people still have a pulse, you'll be dealing with messy and difficult situations. All right, thank you for listening today, and please do us a big favor. Leave a comment or review, and be sure to stop by www.battlefieldtraining.com for more leadership opportunities and resources. Remember, listen, learn, and then lead. And remember, most of all,